Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today we're going to talk both about July 4th, embarrassing our kids, and current events. The topic, of course, is, as always, inspired by this week's A Dad's Point of View column, How to Embarrass Your Kids. You can find my columns all over worldwide or just go to brucesalen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. You'll get a drop-down menu with all sorts of glorious things that you can read, watch, see, and otherwise share with your friends. Follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen, and I hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We finally surpassed 5,000 likes, but we seem stalled at just a little bit over 5,000. I think it's the summer doldrums in general online, and I think Facebook has made so many changes that a lot of things are stagnant there. If you want to know everything that is happening in the Bruce Salen world, and there are a lot of things, I hope you'll stay in the loop and sign up to receive my weekly email newsletter. You just go to brucesalen.com, and on the homepage, you fill out some info, which is basically your name and your email. You will not be put on any list. You will not receive any spam. You will just get a weekly newsletter. Today, we have a very interesting lineup of two new guests, Derek Green and Stacy Swimp, and I'll tell you more about them later. And we have our wonderful Dr. Jennifer Weberman for Therapy Talk. As you know, I broadcast live on Thursdays, and I am heard on the weekends on different stations across the country. So it is Thursday, July 4th. It's Independence Day, and those of you that are listening after Independence Day, July 4th. I hope you had a great 4th. We will not make this show about July 4th, but it is pretty amazing what's going on in the world right now. Yesterday was an astonishing event, July 3rd in Egypt, where if you think about it, it is really probably unprecedented in world history that it was reported that somewhere between 20 and 30 million people were in the streets of Egypt. Given their population is somewhere in the neighborhood of 80 million, that's an astonishing percentage of the country to be out in protest, revolution, whatever you want to call it. And I don't know what will transpire next there. And by the time many of you listen to this, there will be more events and sadly, probably some violence. But I am hopeful, maybe naive, that there will be some good and positive change in Egypt that will then spill over, and that maybe the Arab Spring really will be a spring rather than the winter it has apparently turned into up till now. So we will see. Let's do the news, the Bruce Salen news. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Multitasking. Do we all struggle with too much to do? And I take a comic look at it. For my Dad Chat fans, those of you listening live here in Santa Barbara, Dad Chat will be dark tonight. But next week, and this applies to all of you listening, we are having a Dad Chat and College Cash party. It's a doubleheader of College Cash, which is run by my friend Jody Oaken, and Dad Chat. We will be live, as all Twitter chats are. However, I'm having a party at my house. So those of you that are local that want to be part of that event and hang out and have a barbecue and meet other like-minded people that are in the Dad Chat community, feel free to contact me. I am reachable at bruce@brucesalen.com, and you are welcome to join us at the pool party barbecue that will be from 4 to 9 p.m. on Thursday, July 11th. Pet Wrap, which is my new tweet chat, will resume. It's been dark for a while for a variety of reasons on this Sunday, July 7th. So I think every one of you can participate this Sunday at a new time. That is our new time permanently, at least as long as we stay in business. And I'm not sure how long that will be. If we hit a nerve and get a community going, I will keep it running. And if not, I won't. But we're having our first dogs versus cats fight, or should I say debate. So the new time is 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. East Coast time. I hope you will join us for Pet Wrap on Sundays at 5 and 8 p.m. respectively. Again, I told you about my newsletter. The new I'm Not That Dad vlog is our first movie trivia contest. I am going to do a regular, I don't know if it'll, how often, probably monthly, a movie trivia contest. And you can win PDF copies of either of my books, 10 winners, as a matter of fact. So in this one, I think it's pretty good. I do a reenactment of a scene from one of my favorite all-time movies, and I ask you to name the scene in the name the movie in the comments section, which after the first person gets the right answer, that will be easy. So the second thing I ask you to do is give me an interesting fact about that movie, and I will choose 10 winners. It is time, if my producer is ready. He looks ready, even though he's dressed for, I'm not sure what he's dressed for on this July 4th. He's dressed for the beach, he has informed me. It is time for a Dad's Point of View life lesson. So let's hear it.
You got to accentuate the positive E-L-M-I. I need the negative. Mm-hmm. Latch on to the affirmative.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. When you give, you always get. One of the blessings of my writing and radio show is meeting people from all over the world. I met a group of children from a girls' school in Ghana, Africa, through the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. My family began sending them books, and soon my readers and radio show listeners were also sending them books, toys, and other things. We all learned the blessings of giving and charity and how when we give, we get so much more than we ever expect. Model this behavior for your children and they will learn to give too. I'm Bruce Salen. Find me at brucesalen.com and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you.
I still support that girls' school in Ghana, Africa. And if you are interested in doing the same and sending your used books, toys, and other little gadgets to them, just email me and I'll send you the address. Or you can find it on my website at brucesalen.com. And, of course, my email is bruce@brucesalen.com. And my Twitter is simply @BruceSalen. So I'm going to cut this segment a little short so I have a little more time with my special guests that are coming up right after the commercials. So stay tuned. And we will be back.
Bruce Salen, that's one of you. Bruce Salen, you know the